There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you so much for downloading this podcast. This would not be spouting out in your ears if it weren't for our fabulous sponsors. Indulge me for just a few seconds, please. Thank you to 34sp.com. They are web hosters. Oh, and also, if you use the code TLNA, you get 3 months free at 34sp.com. Big up the Gregorian! Richard Gregorian, of course, gelaw.co.uk. We're giving away some prizes at the moment on the show, and he paid for them. So thank you very, very much indeed. James and Mark Sommers from SommersWasteSolutions.com, the one-stop place for all of your waste needs. They can save you money, and here's the thing, they can probably make your company greener as well. SommersWasteSolutions.com. And finally, Nick and Zeus and the team at Poseidon Safety Management. Check them out on Twitter at Poseidon Safe. They're getting a little bit fruity on there. I suspect they'll be booted off at some point. They are making Devon and Cornwall safer. Ladies and gentlemen, on with the show.
Hello, Jim.
Good evening. Good evening. Are we well?
Yeah, we're all right, I think. What's going on with you?
Well, I haven't called for approximately 2 weeks following the previous advice.
What was
and
that?
I still haven't had a call.
What was the previous advice? I don't know what.
So I'm phoning you originally.
You're speaking, Jim, as though and presuming that I remember anything that is ever said on this show. I don't remember nothing.
Okay. So I signed up with a grievance and somebody unfortunately passed away. So you said you were going to call me back. I then phoned up saying I hadn't received a call 4 days later. And I was told to wait 2 weeks. I've waited 2 weeks.
Yep.
I'm just ringing for an update, really.
I would wait for another 12 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
12 months.
Just for that first call, yep. What about the second one?
That one you should write that one off.
I think that's run out.
Okay. Or you can complain. That's your third option.
Is that to Jeff? Is that Mr.
You can
Basil?
Complain to us.
Well, that's what I was trying to do in the first place.
But
I'm afraid you'll have to discuss in a year's time. Whatever you were trying to do in the first one, that's irrelevant till now. We look forward to speaking to you on the 18th September 2021.
Mm.
But in the meantime, you can complain about the second call.
Okay.
Next week.
Next week.
Yeah.
Okay. What? Literally 7 days? Or?
No. One day next week, but we're not at liberty to tell you which day.
So just ring every day?
At a certain time.
But I'm not allowed to know the time?
No.
It's a certain
time. Classified information.
Is it going to be like a visual clue or...?
Nope, not from us.
Yeah, why would we do that?
If it was important to you, you'd find a way of doing it. Mm. If it's not important to you, then I guess you won't find a way of doing it.
I've been trying everything I can think of.
Oh, you're missing something.
Hmm.
Mm.
But we can discuss this at a certain time next week.
We can discuss this during the complaint. This sounds, with respect, like we're straying into complaint territory.
Yeah,
this is not the complaint call. Apology not accepted.
But your call is important to us. Thank you very much indeed. We recognise you have a choice when it comes to these shows. So we'll speak to you.
Not much of one these days, is it, really?
Anything you'd like to say?
Next week.
Next week, OK.
Yeah.
Write it down. There we go. Good lad.
It's important. It's important, I think, that we... Because, you know, Twitch is still a bit the Wild West. We just need to have procedures in place.
Andrew Foz Foster says, I love Kath's face, holding back that grin like a deadpan pro. It's the Botox.
I don't find complaints... I take complaints very seriously.
Yeah, we take complaints very seriously, guys.
Yeah.
Please, complaints. I think it... I take it somebody has already mentioned the TLNA question on The Chase on Wednesday. Linux Bricky, you're very, very close to getting a lifetime ban. Very, very close to getting a lifetime ban.
Why? Just because you feel like it?
Just being a piece of trash. Here comes trouble.
Yeah.
I saw this guy wearing a mask earlier on today.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Did you speak to him or did you run away?
I complained about it.
And they still wouldn't... Still wouldn't clear me out.
It's Dave. I met him earlier today. We had a cup of coffee. He had a hot chocolate. We had a socially distanced drink. And then we made love with no social distancing. We made love. I was stuck deep inside of him.
Oh, my. What time? Between 1 and 5.
No, we did it in the morning.
Oh, gosh.
Sweet, sweet loving in the morning in a car park. Got a ticket on my butthole. But I didn't care because I love being inside of Dave.
I was thinking of Dave, but in a different scenario this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was having a nice paint while listening to Bush.
All right.
Yeah, and I thought of you.
The pop band Bush.
No, Kate Bush.
Kate's Bush.
Heathcliff, yes. It's me, Kathy. I've come home and I'm so cold. Let me in and I'm so cold. Heathcliff, it's me, Kathy. I've come home and I'm so cold. Let me in at your window. Babushka, babushka, babushka.
Oh, Megamix. Cha cha cha!
You know it is!
It really is!
Kate Bush!
I like Kate Bush, she's very nice.
Mm.
Anyway, what brings
Paddy
you to.
Paddy says, what? Has Dave got a copy of Oasis Familiar to Millions on vinyl? Because Paddy can't find it anywhere.
I sold my copy for quite a lot of money. I had it.
He's the David Dickinson of rock.
All right, Bobby Dazzler.
You obviously gave me some vinyl earlier on.
Uh-oh.
I gave Dave 2 boxes of records. I suspect he's about to phone up and complain.
No, I found this in it.
Uh-oh. It's not a ransom note. It's not an old copy of Escort, is it? Because that's where I used to keep my Blueies in my double albums. In my Jan and Dean Greatest Hits double album, I used to keep my jazz mags in there. Because my mum wouldn't look in there.
No, never suspect Surf City.
A certificate of authenticity. And it says, hereby certificated that it's official licensed 40th anniversary Monkees collectible. This vintage photograph here of the Monkees, blah, blah, blah. But it says it's been hand-signed by Mickey Dolans, Dolans. So if you want to check.
What picture is it?
I don't know, because there's no picture with it. It's just a certificate with it.
Here's the thing as well, right? The certificate of authenticity. Well, you just print up on a computer. Yeah. It's just they're spelling the name wrong.
Dolinas.
Dolinas. Yeah. You just print them up on a computer. And so certificates of COAs, as we call them, waste of time.
Paper they're written.
Yeah, exactly. No. Well, that, my friend, is you can keep that.
That is a gift.
Maybe Mark Dolan sort of signed it in one of his balls of steel pranks, but
in a suit that was too small for him.
In feces. Yeah.
What treasures did you find in those two boxes I gifted thee?
Oh, there's a nice copy of Sparks's Hippopotamus on double picture disc.
Is that worth money?
Not really.
I'll have that back. Next. If it's worth money, I'll have it back.
There's some nice Glen Campbell stuff in there, isn't there?
There's some nice John Denver stuff in there, mate. Say it.
Yeah, there's some John Denver stuff in
You're
there.
A piece of trash. You're a snob. And I should have kicked your ass. I was kicking his ass earlier on, and I should have kicked it even more. But I didn't want to have another murder on my hands. Second
or
one
on
this
your
week.
Foot, no.
Second one this week. So I let him go. But next time I will finish you off.
Oh, that's nice of you. Well, gentleman always does.
It was nice to see you, man. It was really nice to see you.
Yeah, you too. I know. Sort of. You were talking earlier about your night out.
Yeah.
What was the gig like? Was it?
Oh, she's so good. She's so good.
She's magic, Narina. I'm such a huge fan, and she reminds me of Neil Hannon in as much as they are both tiny human beings. She's probably taller than Neil, actually, and they're very slight, more than tiny, slight, and yet they both have the ability with what looks like zero effort to make this incredibly big noise come out of... They've got to have amazing lung power, those two. I just think she's so... I think her songs are beautiful. I absolutely love her voice. And then when she goes into that higher register, and it was, you know, there were 30 other people there. And we'd had a nice meal before. We dressed up. I was wearing a suit. Kath was wearing a posh frock. First time we've been out properly since
Oh, we were
February.
Going out properly, you know.
And we did it properly, you know. And it was... And it was lovely. Lovely piano.
Slight negative note for me. Everyone was really spaced out, right?
Oh.
Everyone was really spaced out. We're all at separate tables and there was plenty of space in between. But the people on the table next to us had decided to not sit beside each other on the sort of, you know, the sort of, what do you call it? Like a banquette thing.
A banquette.
She decided that she was going to sit opposite him on a chair, right? Which was right in my eye line.
She was taking
which is
up
fine.
More space
which
than
is
she
fine.
Needed.
But. She was one of these.
Oh.
So behind her, there's me going.
The terrible rhythm. And up to the point where...
The point where it was quite distracting.
Catherine, and I'm not making a joke. Catherine sort of nudged me and pointed. I said, Kath, I think she's got Parkinson's.
No, she didn't.
And I wasn't making a joke, honestly, because her timing was so bad.
She was really getting into the groove. To her own heartbeat, I think. I don't know.
You get this lot at the Royal Festival Hall, particularly on the bits of the side where the two rows of seats are sort of spaced. So you're sitting in the middle of the two in front of you, so you can see through the gap between the two in front of you. People who are forever just leaning over and chatting and going back all the bloody time for a gig is one of those, one of those things. Just drives you
absolutely mad. I'd call them out.
Oh, we do. Yeah, you do. Yeah,
I'd call them out. Yeah. I'm
wrong
with that.
Was this the whole way through?
But, I say, like you, I've been to a gig and it was slightly strange, but it did make me feel a bit more normal and a bit more, you know, that it's possible. And, you know, I heard again today that another gig that was put back to November has been put back again until next May. So, you know.
I don't see how something like the O2 is going to do it, because they would have to take out a third of their seats. And if something is already sold... How are you going to get rid of a third of the seats? Yeah. Surprisingly, I can see how smaller venues could work, because it was great last night. I know a lot of acts are talking about doing two or maybe three shows a day.
She did two gigs,
didn't
she?
But it was more of a cabaret event. So, but it was what bands used to do in the 70s, like bands like XTC and the Buzzcocks and stuff. They would do two shows. They'd do an evening show for the adults, and then they'd do a show at like 5 in the afternoon or 6 in
like
the afternoon for the kids. For kids, you know, because if they'd had a hit, the kids, you know, 12, 13, 15-year-old kids would want to go and see them. So they'd do a show for the kids and then a show for the adults. So I suspect it will be at least double the work for the artists and the venues to get anywhere close to the money that they would have made. Ticket prices will probably go up as well, of course, to cover a little bit of the gap. But what I once thought was a hopeless situation does not seem so hopeless now.
People, you know, are ingenious when it comes to finding their way around things. I think when you realise that it's not just going to be a month, it may be for the foreseeable that we have to change habits, that, you know, people start getting their thinking caps on. And actually, there's been a lot of creativity during the lockdown that you wouldn't have seen otherwise. You know, the Zoom performances and the socially distant stuff.
I think I can see Beach Boys concert album. Can I?
Where?
What is that record behind you in the box, the plastic boxes?
All right. Yeah, it's BBC. It's the twofer.
Yeah, Beach Boys concert. Yeah, baby. Well, you could sneak it past me. It's our equivalent of where is James Bond? He's hiding. Where is Brian Wilson? He's in bed, right behind Dave. There.
I've just started reading that book that you gave me. The what is it?
The Rocky Pumpkin book.
Endless Wave thing.
It's a book. It's by. Guy who was hired by Mike Love's brother or cousin, I can't remember which, to be cousin. Brian Wilson's
basically
stop him buying drugs in the 70s. And he's famously an arsehole, this guy, and Beach Boys fans hate him. He's been banned from the Beach Boys forum, as have I.
Deliberately started on people.
I threatened to kill all of them. He comes across, it's a book he's written. And he still comes across terribly. You wait till you get to the bit where he smacks Carl Wilson in the face. It's something else, man. It's something. I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
Yeah. It's already quite funny and quite, you know, sort of.
You'll read it in a day. It's really badly written. You know, it's stretched out. And the last three chapters are about him in the 80s. Who cares? I want to hear about the Beach Boys in Australia in 1977. That's what I want. I thought you'd enjoy that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But now I'm sort of hopeful for little venues. It's little venues I really care about, you know. I hope they come back a big, you know, as well. But I'd say bands in the 70s. I mean, Led Zeppelin, you know, towards the start of the 70s, used to do evening shows and afternoon shows at the weekend. I think, you know, maybe they can do that, or just, you know, an early show and a late show. I mean, you know, as you say, a lot of punk bands used to do that, didn't they?
Yeah.
So, it is possible.
David. As we know, musicians have had it too easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Time to work, guys. It's time
That's
to work.
Masturbating Spotify.
With your Fender Stratocaster. Work.
That's what guy who runs Spotify said, wasn't it? He said these artists think they should, you know, do an album every 2 years or something. You know, they don't know they're born.
I kind of agree. The Beach Boys are doing 4 albums a year. A year, an album every 3 months.
And it did them no harm, did it?
No.
All right, that's a bad example. Dave, thank you very much indeed. It's true. An album every 3 months. And the Beatles would do an album sort of every 4 months and 3 singles that weren't on the album. So 6 extra songs.
Yeah.
Pull your finger out. I don't know, Justin Bieber, New Kids in the Block. I don't know what's going on.
I miss Taylor Swift. Has she got a new one out soon? You know, surely she's.
Charlie.
Have you watched that documentary yet about Taylor Swift?
No.
It's really good.
No.
I think you get a kick out of it.
What documentary?
I think it's called Miss America Miss Americana. It's so good. Yes, you'll like it.
No,
she's got cats.
Frank Sidebottom was supposed to release a double album and an album in a fortnight, but he ballsed it up. So I think, like, the album came out 2 years later than it was meant to, but...
You know it did.
It really did. Frank's coming on the show next week.
Oh.
Frank Sidebottom live on the show. How great would that be, Frank on Zoom?
It'd be ace.
Focus.
I'm always focused. Look at that happy bell.
I'm focused now. Okay, that didn't work.
I think it's because my face was still in it.
The album title is Take Dates. It was supposed to come out in a fortnight, but it didn't.
So, yeah, it was nice to go out last night, and it was kind of, it was almost normal. But there were people sitting around there who are obviously have been going out the whole time, weren't they? Just chilled. And I still feel a bit weird about it.
We sparked up a doobie.
We didn't.
In the toilets.
No.
Didn't care. Sparked up a doobie.
Didn't happen.
In the toilet, had a J. Oh, they had these great things. You walked in and it had a monitor. Instead of someone like doing your temperature like that, and you just looked in the monitor and it did your temperature. I'd like one of those.
Yeah.
It's because the camera is set to focus and whatever is in the middle of the picture and you two are on the sides. We're in focus. Don't start believing. The phone lines are closed.
Right.
There you are. Boo-dee-boo. Body-bum. Bum-bum. Can I stay with you? Oh, loving you is easy.
Imagine, though, having the audacity to be sitting in an exam that you've not studied for because you've just been, like, playing your guitar the whole time. And then eyeing up a girl and writing a song about her instead.
A beautiful song and then singing that 52 years later.
Yes.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
You tell me where.
Oliver Romantic Bedroom. Let's do that one.
Okay, we're in. Whoa!
And we're in. Okay, there now. Here, welcome to Friday.
I love those trains.
They're nice.
I love those trains.
They do remind me a little bit of school because you sort of have to sit on the little bench thing,
yeah,
don't
you? Yeah, I love those trains. It just doesn't feel right.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Friday nights here on TLNA Twitch stream, where we like to go back in time to a time when
Let me share your eye. You look like the $6 million... No, stay still. You look like the $6 million man, but with Cher as your eye.
Oh, imagine!
Well, you've got to stay still, mate.
Imagine the things that her eyes have seen.
Go on. Please stay still, mate. So when you look through it, you can see what Cher looks at. What's Cher looking at now?
She's looking at.
Stay still.
Whoa! At the moment, Cher, I imagine, is at home. She's probably doing a bit of yoga. She's probably looking at her own backside.
She's looking at
backside.
I'd love to. Anyway.
Anyway, so what we do on a Friday night is we go back in time to a time when neighbours used to invite camera crews into each other's houses to destroy them.
I'm so sorry. Someone sent me a link.
Yeah.
Did you?
I didn't read the article because you have to sign up to something. And
do you?
I'm done signing up.
In that case, they can kiss it. In that case, I'm not clicking on it then.
Anyway, so changing rooms. It was a thing.
Space bar is yours.
Carol Smiley.
Okay. Wait, let me just. I might just go. Yeah, space bar is yours. Go.
All right.
Hello and welcome to Changing Rooms, the show where design and creativity come together.
You know there's a cameraman running backwards because they won't have two trains. There is a cameraman running back. They might have two trains.
And behind the cameraman, there's usually a runner with a hand very gently on the back, just making sure they don't hit anything as they manoeuvre.
Together to transform two rooms in just 2 days. This week we've steamed up to Urmston near Manchester.
Hang on. Someone said, listen to see if she's in Urmston. Andy, she's in Urmston.
Urmston.
The fast track to design heaven.
She just squirted in her own face.
John and Lorna's bedroom hasn't been decorated for 8 years, but that's not our only challenge.
Hang on. They made that 8 years, yeah, and?
Yeah.
Who decorates more than, like, 12 years?
This is true. I don't think we've decorated since our eldest was about three. That's 10 years, nearly.
You've had a new bathroom.
Yeah, but bedrooms and stuff.
Your eldest is 12.
Yeah.
So
that's
9 years.
No, I mean all the way through.
This room doesn't really get a lot of the sun, apart from first thing in the morning.
Oh, my God, that room reminds me of my university bedroom, except I was on the ground floor and here, in this corner down the bottom, there, if you imagine, no, there, was the old front door. They just put a wardrobe in front of it.
I would paint that pale blue. I'd get rid of the pine fir. Oh, I wouldn't even get rid of it. I'd paint it pale blue. I'd get a decent bed. I'd put some pictures up. Done. Next.
I'd love something. Well, we both would like something that sort of brings a lot more light into the room. The thing that we really don't want touched in the room is the furniture. It was originally
The furniture is going to be touched.
My great-grandparents' furniture.
Oh, sentimental value.
There's a lot of the other furniture in the house. And we purchased the furniture about eight or 9 years ago when their house was sold. So I'd hate for it to be...
Daddy Bear Cub says, no headboard for 8 years? That's what's missing. It's the headboard, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what's missing.
That's why it reminds me of my university digs. It was horrible. Ugh, when you pulled the sheet back, that mattress hadn't been changed for about five households.
I turned my mattress recently.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Well done.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, but was that when you smashed your light?
No, that was the
that was a
duvet.
Flick of the duvet.
Yeah. Altered in any way that we couldn't easily reverse.
Oh, I couldn't stand that. Could you? I mean, I've got a load
of
crap.
Is that a hat box?
No, that looks like a vanity case.
TV?
Old telly and the suitcases that they'll use twice a year, if that.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to come back in.
Stick them in the garage.
And have to redecorate, would we?
No.
No.
We wouldn't want to have to come back and redecorate.
Directly across the street, Duncan and Stephanie's worst nightmare is also their bedroom. Let's just say they're obviously not DIY fans.
We started it 3 years ago. And
oh, matey, now.
Here's the thing I'm noticing, Catherine.
Yeah.
Every week, there's one couple that needs it more than the other.
Yeah.
Where it's like they've started and they just haven't finished. And it just feels like they said, look, can we go and change the rooms? Because we can't be bothered to get it done. Would you come on with us?
This, though, I mean, I know life sometimes happens and, you know, maybe they had to spend money elsewhere.
Busy making other plans.
And all that. And maybe they'd had to spend money on something else out of an emergency. But how long ago? 3 years? Living like you're in Trainspotting.
What is that? A giant brush?
Is it a hairdryer?
Is it a foof-foof? A foof for your foof?
No, it's a...
Diffuser.
A diffuser. She's got a perm.
It's just never progressed. We've just pulled a piece up here and there.
Where's the perm?
Done that.
There's no need for that diffuser, but okay.
They were big in the 90s, weren't they?
They were massive,
Okay.
I had a hairdryer with a diffuser and I had very straight, unpermed hair.
Properly.
I love disco.
Look at that tiny shirt.
I love lights, I love music, I love colour.
I love disco. I love lights, I love colour, I have tea. It's our five things, and you have to list five hobbies or some interests for your CV.
It's because we've been watching a lot of Take Me Out, and sometimes the things they list are like my five favourite things, fitness,
going for walks,
blinking, smiling, and drinking cups of tea. Anyway, back to these guys. She's saying what she wants. She wants a disco bedroom, Discos and bedrooms do not mix.
Give your mind.
I love anything that says fun and, you know, I dare to be risque.
Butt plugs.
Dare to be risque.
I love to love, but my baby just loves to dance.
Oh, I think he's trying to tell you something.
What we'd like in this room is storage and lots of it, because nothing seems to have its own place. We have clutter everywhere. We've got clothes, bits and pieces just lying around, and everything seems to get lost. So we're changing rooms. We see it as our salvation.
Our last hope.
Yeah.
As ever, they've got £500 to spend this week.
If I were her, I would say, can someone just hold this jumper while I do this link, please?
She's often doing that. Now, is it because she's...
She's not preggers, then.
But is she just unpregnant?
Maybe she's...
Or she's about to show...
Maybe she's just shy of her downstairs.
Maybe that's none of your business. Are. You know, she might just like a jumper.
You brought
like
it up. You brought it up.
I don't think
if
I did.
If you watched the tape, you brought it up.
The design expertise of Laura McCree and Oliver Heath, not forgetting the carpentry skills of Handy Andy Keane. Right.
Also, if I had people coming round, right, with the television crew, and my bedroom looked like that, I'd at least put the clothes away and put the ironing away.
Oh, no, they would make them...
Make it look crappy.
Make it look crappy.
So oh, no, I couldn't. I'd be mortified. You know, people come round to my house and everything gets pushed upstairs and it's like, don't go in there.
Well, as Jambalaya says, anything we don't want to get lost, we hang on the door.
Yeah.
You lot. You know the rules. No phoning, no peeking, no conferring at all. Blues, you've got Lancashire Laura. Oranges, you've got Outrageous Oliver. Time to swap those keys.
I don't think I know Lancashire Laura.
His nickname is what, Oliver, now? Outrageous, you say. Yeah. Can we maybe not do this?
Wasn't that... I don't think he...
And off you go! 8 years living across...
Is Oliver the mouse man from the other week?
I think he might be.
Oh, God.
Throwed from one another. But next week, will they be borrowing a cup of sugar?
They didn't finish that line, did they? Will they be borrowing a cup of sugar? Or
Carol
something
Smiley
else?
Is,
something
is,
else funny.
Is a great presenter. Really, she's beautiful.
She's charming.
She's a great presenter. She's a great presenter. You're in good hands with Carol, I think.
Yeah.
Just look at the state of these walls. I mean, we've really got a lot of work to do on this. Yeah. So, we're going to talk about paint first of all. Now,
when he says we've got our work cut out here, he means people.
That guy's having a fart. Look, he's having a little fart.
They look like they're doing the Lambeth Walk.
What we're going to have to do is use quite a thick paint, and I've got a textured, very matte paint on this that's actually going to do the walls a lot of good. So we're going to hide a lot of these sort of detail and imperfections, yeah?
Nicks in the wall.
So,
hang on.
Whoa.
Andy has found where they were stood in the street. It was there. That's great. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks for sharing that, guys. Precision is our byword.
I know this is the moment you're dying.
What colour are we going for? Right, Dan says, I guess purple right last time. I'm going yellow. Green.
This is the other woman's room, right?
Bright green.
She wants
this
sunny
is
disco.
Disco. Pink.
Yeah, I think
pink.
If I think disco...
A lot of browns. People are suggesting brown. Daddy Bear Club red.
Mirrors.
Okay, we're going to discuss the paint first. Hey, Chris, nice to see you. Thank you. What do you reckon? What colour?
I'm thinking pink, but I don't know why.
Okay, let's go for it.
Yes,
absolutely.
We've got a tonal range that's very
magnolia.
Mental, calming and soft. We've got one colour for the walls, another colour for the...
It's the same colour.
It's the same colour.
The ceiling. So we've got...
Andy
the floor.
Says, I
same
used to
colour.
Live near there. I remember when it was filmed. Andy, if you've got any inside information,
get
please
you.
Do let us know.
So we've got beige, and then just to brighten things up, beige.
This is the woodwork. And then just for a bit of, like, pizzazz, you know, a bit of warmth and craziness.
Can't wait for this.
We've got this. I'll leave that one for a moment.
Wow.
Hey! That's not pink.
That's pink. It's fuchsia.
That is not pink.
That is fuchsia.
That is red.
No.
That is red.
Chat, is it pink or is it red?
You decide.
Beige, fuchsia.
Okay. Lipstick.
It's not red. Honestly,
yeah.
You people.
Yeah. So far, so good.
The colours of the wall are one thing, but a bedroom is a very layered design, yeah? So what we're going to do is use these colours of fabric, and these are going to be very dominant in the room and they're going to work very well.
Ooh,
We had some sort of ideas of a...
Give it a bit of colour, take the pink away.
Oh, I remember her.
Very much. No. A bit too pink.
Well, shall I show you the colours we're working with?
Absolutely, yeah.
I don't think she's very good.
Lots of oohs and ahs. Yeah.
She's not one of the first ones I think of when I think of the designers on this programme. No. I don't think she featured heavily. I may be wrong.
That means she's either not extreme enough or her stuff was really, really crap. One of those two. That's why they wouldn't have her on more, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Oh, what colour are we going through before with this one? So she wanted... the other one wanted something more romantic,
it
didn't
she? It was pink before.
Yeah, so...
Purple. Prince, like purple as in Prince, the singer.
All right. Yeah, like a lilac.
Yeah, I think so.
I can see that working.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Same as the other one.
I think they might have got a job lot.
That's nice. For us, that, for
yeah,
sure.
Definitely.
Come on, I need a bigger ooh. Yeah.
Whoa, no. Yeah.
Purple.
I would call that a mauve.
Purple is the same as mauve.
Yeah, that is
It's not lilac, though, is it?
Yes.
What do you mean?
That is,
no way.
That is gorgeous. I love it.
I'm teaming up with Steph.
Okay,
no,
right. You're on your own, don't
you? It might be a green here. I think it's got to be a... Yeah, I knew it was going to be green.
Ooh. WRVS green.
Lovely.
That's top that, because I've just chose that colour.
That's like the tea services you get.
I love that, yeah.
So let's get the paintbrushes and get cracking with the cream.
And basically what this is, these are all sliding doors. So one is in front of another.
Yeah.
To save space, what I decided was sliding doors would be quite good, because obviously the doors can slide apart from each other.
That could work.
These are 18mm plywood. And each one of these rectangular blocks is a cutout strip out of it.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah?
Oh, he does love a cutaway, doesn't he?
So if you go through one of these doors, do you end up going out with Gwyneth Paltrow?
Or arriving home earlier and finding your boyfriend having it off with someone while listening to Benny and the Jets.
Yeah, lovely.
With laminate plastic behind it. And inside the cupboard here are fluorescent strip lights. So the light for the room will actually come through the...
She said she wanted outrageous. She said she
She's
wanted
asked
disco.
For this.
She has.
She's asked for this.
In a very real sense.
Cupboards and light up all these. A bit like candle niches in a church or something like that.
Yeah.
Romantic, huh?
Oh, ooh, very romantic. Bedroom, good place to be romantic.
Yeah, you don't want to limit yourself, though.
What? Traditionalist, I like it.
On that note, I'll shoot back over the other house.
Okay.
Right.
No. Take the drawings with you. You might just need them.
All right, the measurements.
All right, the measurements. Hi.
You're going to need
inside
this one.
Of the bed, bedside tables, very easy. Two half moons cut out of MDF.
This way.
MDF.
Hey, this way.
Are you paying attention?
Yes,
to
I am.
Right, pelmet boards.
Oh, for God's
this
sake.
This way. Good. Yeah.
Is it this same person?
Yeah, they're all.
They do love medium, but not as much as they love
changing
rooms. By the way,
of course,
rooms.
May I be the first to say, everyone involved in this episode is now dead.
RIP.
You're so cruising,
like
didn't you?
Right, pelmet boards above the window. Very
pelmet boards to you too.
Simple, straight, so you have to go up and
Hang
measure
on.
Them. And then there's a
there
chest
we go.
Of
there's
drawers.
The
lower
Andy's
down one
obsessed.
And a higher one. The higher one I want to make longer, so I want to put a false top on it. So you have to go measure it, and I probably want to.
Whoa! This isn't the woman's great grandmother's furniture that they're proposing putting
they
tops
want,
on.
They don't.
She's
want
going to stick a top on it.
No, it's not. Is it? Yes, it is. They
Six
don't want it touched.
Either side. Right, and the last job, number four job, is headboard for the bed.
Okay.
I think that...
Daddy Bear Cub will be very pleased with that, and I think we can all agree.
Yeah. That's 24 inches I've got the foam and the width of the bed, which is about 4 foot, is it 5 foot?
Five foot, I'd say.
Four jobs. Is that all right?
Yep, bye.
Right, I'm going. Is Stephanie staying?
No, she's not. Go on, see you later.
He doesn't want you to stay.
Go on. Funny that, isn't it?
Now, you used to be a builder, didn't you?
What's up with him today? He's got a cob on.
Yeah.
I did.
So I've got the perfect project for you. Two bedside tables. Right, here they are.
Right.
It's going to be a block of concrete that's going to be like a counterweight.
All right.
And then we're going
to... Nothing I like better than a block of concrete in a bedroom.
You're going to carry that upstairs, are you, mate? Good luck.
Fit in two shelves that overlap each other like that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I was wondering what the concrete was for, yeah?
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I'm loving Andy. It keeps chipping in. It was filmed in his street. My brother phoned me up shouting, Carol Smiley's here. And Andy.
Oh, I love that noise.
I love it too.
Oh, a bit of stippling. My mum and dad are still quite fond of stippling.
I don't know what it is.
This is that. Great.
I don't mind if it's not completely flat.
Okay.
It can be slightly textured.
It's much more fun, isn't it?
Lorna will just not be expecting this at
all.
Will
she not? What do you think she's expecting?
No. Well, I think...
She said you're a bit shit.
What she's expecting with us is something a bit daring, and I think she's a bit worried that we're just going to go over the top with a lot of colour.
Well, if you say the words daring and you're going on changing rooms, that's what you're asking for. Yeah.
Lots of colour.
Right, ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Like it a lot.
We have got a lot
like
to do.
It a lot.
Two guys messing around with that stupid...
It's yours, isn't
it? Oh, now that colour.
That's stupid hat. You two, I want you two to get on with these cupboard doors. Yeah.
Fair play, that
and
does look quite
do
red.
Is once you've got them hung, I want you to fix on these plastic sheets on the back there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because there's going to be lights inside the cupboards and that's going to diffuse them.
Have we got some hammer and nails?
Yeah. I want you to staple gun them on.
Can I just cut in here?
Did you hear that? He said hammer and nails. He said no, staple gun. We're stapling that on.
MDF staple, yeah. That's what you do.
Oof.
Yeah, can I just ask you, from a woman's point of view, it's probably a girly thing, but they're not very neat on the top, are they?
No, we're going to
all going to be hidden?
A fascia.
Oh,
to
excellent.
Hide it.
Excellent. That's great. Nice, neat and tidy.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
You know, you get a raw thing and then they have plenty of makeup money to cover it up. That's exactly what we're going
to do. We need to slap it on, though, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Where is the dog hole?
Mirror project is...
I don't know why they didn't go back to that, because that seemed like an obvious thing that everyone needed. I thought it was a stupid idea to start with, that dog hole, but actually when I saw it in action, I thought, yeah.
Burial says, I get the impression Andy was way ahead of his years. I don't know what that means, even. You're saying he's old before his time, or he was creating stuff? Let's carry on.
Changed direction, shall we see?
Okay.
Laura wanted me to put loads of strips of the gold
fabric. Looks like Zombie Ball, then.
Really she awful, does. And the staples splintered through the wood to the other side.
Right.
So I've ended up just the leather up and just keeping bits of the rough edge.
What?
Is this the first balls up? This is the first balls up they've admitted to.
She doesn't like leather. She doesn't do leather. She doesn't do suede.
Would you take it?
That burial says he Andy looks on with cynicism. He knows it all looks crap and will be mocked. Yeah, he does actually. He knows Andy gets it.
I also think that Andy is I get the feeling he's a little bit lazy, and when they ask him to do a job, he always looks like that.
Khaki Play says, oh yeah, that's definitely. I think there's a slight delay in the chat. Oh yeah, that's definitely a girly thing. As a man, I just love flinging shit over my shelves and smashing
them
with
a hammer. I know, and that's the way I think. On a serious note, she's kind of apologising for pointing out defects in what they've done. Yeah. So she's taking it on herself. So
No. The Emperor is fully clothed.
Also, she doesn't do leather, she doesn't do suede. We've all got rules.
Yeah.
In your house, she doesn't like it.
Yeah, maybe.
So leather in your room would be cool.
Yeah.
What else in your room would be cool?
Studs, swing... some sort of...
A cross.
Yeah. Some sort of...
Tower of Power.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I didn't even know they were called that.
Someone sent me the link to the B-side to If I Had a Hammer by Handy Andy.
All right. And is it If I Had a Hoist?
I deliberately didn't listen to it because I wanted to play it on here. I wonder if they sent it to me as an email. Let me have a little look.
If I Had an Hammer... I'd be begrudging about it, is what we're seeing today.
Go on, you play that and let's see if I can find that.
Anyway, let's find out what she fancies in her room.
Lots of nice light colour. Not bright. No flowers.
Uh-huh.
I don't do flowers.
Right, so let's just get this clear. Her neighbour doesn't do leather or suede, and this lady doesn't do flowers.
She do flowers? She likes flowers?
She does, yeah.
I don't
good
know.
Job, she really, because you're drawing...
I think
now,
that
I've blown up these two pictures, Stephanie
the
and Duncan,
shots that we got
on the computer.
Oh, good. We're going to have some pictures of ourselves on the walls of a bedroom, and not particularly flattering ones, I'm going
to
say.
If anyone can find the B-side to Handy Andy.
Pretense.
Exactly, so they're not going to know this is happening.
Yeah.
Blown up the computer, and then I sort of put it through a colour copier.
The B-side was not my colour.
And it's a little drawing I've done of it. Now, basically, what we're going to do is cut these into little strips of 1 inch, so... Stephanie on one side, Duncan the other.
Oh, God, right, OK.
Like a sick form art school project.
Here's the thing, right? They're spending £500 and they get one day to do it?
2 days.
What are they titting about with this for?
Stephanie, Duncan. It's all the way along. So basically what will happen is when you walk in, you'll see all the pictures of Stephanie like that. As you walk round the room, you'll see both of them kind of jumbled up together.
Yeah. It's their bedroom. Only they're going in it, really.
And as Retro Man Cave points out, this is the closest evidence we've got so far pointing towards somebody actually being Banksy.
Yeah. This is the one that they think was Banksy.
Yeah, this guy, Neil Buchanan from Art Attack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And as you move towards the dressing table, you'll see just Duncan.
Come on, Andy, get arty.
Why? Why? Why?
These two are, there's some sexual tension here.
He don't want to do any work. He never does.
Arty, me?
I think, should we just go for something? Yeah. I feel like the idea of getting big panels of this glue so we get that sort of crackled effect behind the wood, so you've got the woody effect. Just grab that end.
Oh, it's wrapping paper!
Oh, I just love things to happen.
Chilly fam, you're right. The 90s were shite. This is the smoking gun.
Do you like art?
Yeah.
As the artwork progresses, so does Andy's enthusiasm.
What's that you're doing there?
I'm just doing things, because I'm going to layer it.
Just doing things. I don't care. I'm not going to live here ever. I'm never going to come back here. I'm going to just make a big mess and run away.
I feel sick watching this. This is awful.
Yeah.
Should I do things?
Whether or not Laura will let him do things depends on what he has in mind, I suppose.
Can you stick an eye on it?
Can we pause for a second? Someone has sent us, Scott has found it. Let's have a little musical interlude, OK? Can I copy that one? That? I don't want to close that page. No, here we go.
We was in and out of temporary accommodation. We'd never been separated before.
I quite like the music. Imagine if it was like a really beautiful ballad that really explored the what it means to be a man adrift in the late 90s, early 2000s.
It's going to be a song sung half-heartedly.
Okay.
How many times have you walked down the road of life?
And I was right! I was right!
Yourself that inevitable question, what am I doing here, mate?
Park life!
And how many times have you looked up at the stars?
Go on.
And said to yourself, what's it all about, mate?
Park life!
And when you switch on the telly, you see wars and the children crying and so...
Flipping heck, mate. This is where your fella got it from.
His fella?
An eye for an eye.
Oh, Nicky Knowles. We'll play the Nicky Knowles next week. That's something else. He's had it taken off YouTube, but you can still find it.
And all the bad things in the world. And you ask yourself...
Park life!
And what's more, what can we do about it?
He's going to have the answer. The chorus has to be the answer.
DIY.
That means masturbate.
Yeah, it's a song about masturbation, turns out.
So there's wars and kids being killed and stuff. Go and have a wank.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's one answer. I don't know if it's the right answer.
You have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.